Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody's a comedian. Welcome back to celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. And we're talking about the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism. Bill's been reporting on this with us for almost 20 years. Bill, thanks again for being here. Thank you for your steadfast support of small businesses, for caring about us and for making sure the world knows about us. You're and so many times, Bill, you and your index are our link to we're almost the only voice yelling at Wall Street and Washington in some ways that we're out here. And so it's important, and I appreciate it. I know you know your work is important, but I wanted you to hear it from us.
Much appreciated.
So let's talk about the economy going forward. The inversion curve on Wall Street, the long-term interest rates are lower than short-term interest rates. That's an inversion that foretells, according to Wall Street, it foretells an economic downturn. So they're pushing the Fed to correct that. Well, if that's an artificial correction by the Fed, then I'm not sure that we've fixed anything. It seems like maybe we're just fooling ourselves. What do you think? What do you think is the overall condition of the U.S. economy and the global economy, say, for the next year and a half?
Yeah, well, I agree with you, you know. And, of course, the Fed meddles with interest rates so much, you know, it's hard to use them as the indicators of what's going on in the economy that they used to be when they weren't so managed.
They've lost their bearing, haven't they?
Yeah, they have, you know, they have. The main reason that the 10-year treasury rate is low, you know, a point and a half now, is that the rest of the world is not doing so well, and everybody is flying into safety. Safety is the 10-year treasury. So when they buy all these treasuries, they bid the price up, and the yield goes down, and there's nothing that the Fed or anybody else can do about that per se, unless the Fed foolishly, you know, wants to supply a lot more of them. But it's happening because something's going on in the world, not because anything's bad in our economy.
Right.
It's not a difficult problem.
It's not a response
so understand
to.
Why.
It's not a response to a supply imbalance or
right.
or something else. It's artificial, isn't it?
Right. It's about Hong Kong fears and about Middle East problems and things like that, where the money runs out and jumps into the U.S. So it's paying us a compliment again, and so we'll get some low rates out of it. That's because they're throwing all the money over here. Well, we can take advantage of it, but just because it inverts, meaning that their artificial policy rate of 2.5 now is above the 10-year Treasury. You know, they don't have to do anything. It's not required. All they have to do is sit tight and let things settle down. The money will go back out.
Mm-hmm. Bill, I've said for a long time, and you've heard me say this, and I think you've agreed with me. You and I remember when Wall Street was an indicator of the economy. You know, we always said it was a 6-month leading indicator of the overall economy. But I think in the last 20 years, it's become merely a leading indicator of itself, disconnected from the economy. I'm starting to think the Fed, their behavior, their responses to stimulus is merely a leading indicator of itself, not necessarily, and as we were just discussing, their movements have become, in terms of fundamental quality movements, they've become almost irrelevant to Main Street anyway. What do you think?
Yeah, they've turned themselves into something that people on Wall Street bet about. Is the Fed going to move? Is it going to go up? Is it going to go down?
They're part of the casino.
They make billions of dollar bets on that, right? I mean,
you just made them part of the casino.
Yep.
I agree.
Yep. I mean, when they say, you know, that the 25 basis point cut was priced into the market so the Fed should move, wait a minute. That means that that they put out billions of dollars of bets that the rate would be 25 basis points lower, and then when the Fed lowered it, they all collected on their bets. I mean, that's not a good situation at all.
It's not. And when they can do what they've done in the last, I mean, I've never seen, as I said earlier in the show, I've never seen a more glaring example of capitulation by the Fed to Wall Street than we saw this summer. It's astonishing.
Yeah, it was bad.
And frightening.
It was bad.
Hey, Bill, good job today. Thank you for a great index again this month. Can we do it again next month?
I certainly hope so. We'll find out, because most people, most small business owners, didn't think the Fed was going to cut. They think credit conditions are getting tighter.
Right.
So we'll see how they respond now to what the Fed did.
We'll follow up on that. Hey, Bill, good job. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.